Blog Talk Radio.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. When you rattle his cage, you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
To those of you that are listening across the country and around the world, this is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from 9 Degree Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 6:03 a.m. here in the Mountain Time Zone, which means it's 8:03 in the East, 7:03 in the Central, and 5:03 in the Pacific. If you want to call in and talk all about sports for the next hour and 26 minutes, the call-in number is 347-850-1572. We will be talking about nothing but sports for the duration of this show. And I'm sure that there's somebody out there that has a lot to talk about. Of course, we're going to start with college football. This is starting to get into the fascinating time of the season for college football, and we got several headlines. We have the Big 12 matchup on December the 5th. It's going to be Texas versus Nebraska for the Big 12 championship. Ohio State went 6 straight versus Michigan. UConn ruins Notre Dame senior day. Number 4, TCU, off to best start in 71 years. Number 11, Oregon, gets by Arizona in double overtime. Clemson is in the ACC title game. Cal clips Stanford on late interception. Iowa is still in BCS bowl hunt. So those are some of your headlines for today. Let's see. We're going to give the scores from yesterday, week 12 of the college football season. We'll start with Thursday's game. Thursday had number 12 Oklahoma State get by Colorado 38-21. Friday we had Boise State all over Utah State like a cheap suit. That score was 52-21. Let's see here. Okay, then yesterday's game, we'll start with number 2 Alabama rolling up and throwing away Chattanooga 45-0. Number 3, Texas, all over Kansas, 51-20. You had TCU over Wyoming, 45-10. The number 4, Horned Frogs, off to their best start in 71 years. We had an upset as Ole Miss beat LSU 25-23. That puts LSU's overall record at 8-3 and 4-3 in the SEC. You had number 10 Ohio State over Michigan 21-10. You had number 11 Oregon over Arizona 44-41. So Oregon controls their playoff their Rose Bowl destiny. I guess if they win out, they'll be in the Rose Bowl against probably Ohio State. You had number 13 Iowa over Minnesota 12-0. Number 14, Penn State over Michigan State, 42-14. Number 15, Virginia Tech over North Carolina State, 38-10. You had number 16, Wisconsin falling to Northwestern, 33-31. You had number 25, California, upset number 17, Stanford, 34-28. That was on a late interception. You had number 19, Oregon State, over Washington State, 42-10. You had number 20, Miami, over Duke, 34-16. Number 21, Utah, beat San Diego State 38-7. Number 22, BYU, beat Air Force 38-21. Number 23, Clemson, beat Virginia 34-21. And number 24, Houston, beat Memphis 55-14. And, of course, the number one team in the country, my Gators, they got by a very tough opponent yesterday when they beat Florida International 62-3. Game was a lot closer than the score says. So, anyway, So those are the scores for week 12. And again, if somebody wants to call in, it's 347-850-1572 to call in. And I'm going to take a quick break, wet my whistle, and play a song. So please enjoy this, and I'll be back in just a few minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. My turn to speak, sports talk.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game. The game, and how you play it, all about control, and if you can take it, all about your debt, and if you can pay it, it's all about pain, and who's gonna make it? I am the game, you don't wanna play me, I am control, no way you can shake me, I am heavy debt, no way you can pay me, I am the pain, and I know you can't take me, look over your shoulder, ready to run, like a Cleveland bitch from a smoking gun, I am the game, and I make the rules, so move on out, you can die like a fool, try to figure out what my mood's gonna be, come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay, cause I am the game and I want to play.
Who's ready to play the game? That's a question that of course is asked every Saturday and Sunday during the fall and winter. Who's ready to play the game? During the spring and summer, it's asked every day by baseball, and so speaking of who's being ready to play the game, we're having some technical issues here, so just bear with me. This happens quite a bit. But let's talk about some of the matchups while my computer figures out what it wants to do. Let's talk about some of the matchups on December the 5th for the championships of some of the conferences. So you have playing in Tampa, and that game will be on ESPN. Playing in Tampa will be Georgia Tech versus Clemson, and the winner of that game will end up going to the Orange Bowl in Miami, because that's where the designate winner of the ACC goes. In the SEC, you have number one Florida right now, number one Florida versus number two Alabama, and that game is played in Atlanta. Not sure the time of that game, but like I said, I'm having some technical issues with my computer that I'm trying to get worked out here, so bear with me. But I believe that's a 4 o'clock game in Atlanta. That game, of course, is on CBS. Now, this will actually be on week 14. On week 14, which is in 2 weeks, okay, you have Florida versus Alabama, Texas at Nebraska, you have, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh playing for the Big East title. You have Boise State at New Mexico State. That's not for a conference title or anything. You have number 7 Georgia Tech playing 23 Clemson. That is for the ACC Championship. That's pretty much it as far as championships go, I believe. So let's get back to the switchboard here, see what's going on. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I hate pop-ups on the computer here. Okay. Bear with me for just another moment and see what's going on here. But it's going to be exciting the next couple of weeks. Everything will start to shape up, and we'll know where people are going as far as bowls are concerned. And there's an hour and 10 minutes left if anybody wants to call in. It's 347-850-1572. Now that we've covered pretty much college football, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Blog Talk Radio, My Turn to Speak, Sports Talk. Call in number 347-850-1572. If you're out there listening, call on in. Okay, we are back, and here on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to run over the we're going to run over the
2009-2010 bowl
schedule. We'll see if any other teams besides Army and Navy have accepted bids to different bowls. No, it doesn't look like it so yet. They should start probably after NetSuite's schedule and NetSuite's games. Because for a lot of teams, NetSuite will be the end of the regular season for them. So, yeah. The only ones you have so far are the Eagle Bank Bowl in Washington, ACC versus Army, and then the Texas Bowl, the Big 12 versus Navy. Those are the only two teams so far that have accepted bowl bids. So, guest call in number 347-850-1572 if you want to talk and at all about anything sports related. And let's see, we're gonna take a look at the BCS standings for our rankings. Now the new BCS thing will come out today, probably around 7 o'clock tonight or so. But the top 7 teams are all 10-win teams. And none of the top 7 lost. So the top 7 will remain the same. Maybe not in the same order, but it will remain the same, that being Florida, Alabama, Texas, TCU, Cincinnati, Boise State, and Georgia Tech. Pittsburgh will move up, I believe. They won, so they'll move up. Ohio State will move up. LSU will drop. So, I don't know how far LSU will drop, but LSU will drop out of the top 10. Again, guest call-in number 347-850-1572 if you want to call in and listen. Yeah. So, all right, we're done talking about college football, unless somebody wants to call in, anybody wants to call in and talk about college football. By the way, I have an announcement that I have 2 shows left scheduled for this month, and I will be taking all of December off. I will not be on the air in December, and tomorrow's show was supposed to be 90 minutes. It will now be 30 minutes tomorrow's show. Be a recap of the NFL. And I have a show scheduled for Wednesday. That will now be a 15-minute show on Wednesday morning. So, we have an hour and a minute left in this show. And We'll take another break. We'll come back and we will discuss the NFL here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lives that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Talk Radio. We have 56 minutes left. If anybody wants to talk about sports, it's 347 850-1572. We're now going to switch over and discuss the National Football League since there are games today. We'll go ahead and preview these games. Okay, actually the first game was played on Thursday for this week. Miami beat Carolina 24-17. And that was on the NFL Network. The high passing was Jake Delhomme with 227 yards. The rushing was Williams with 122. And the receiving was Smith with 87. Today, and these times are East Coast times, is what they have on here. Okay, you have Washington at Dallas. That game is on Fox. The following games are at 1 o'clock. That game plus the following are at 1 o'clock. You have Cleveland at Detroit. That game's on CBS. San Francisco at Green Bay. That game is on Fox. Pittsburgh at Kansas City. That game is on CBS. Atlanta at New York Giants. That game is on Fox. New Orleans at Tampa Bay, that game is also on Fox. Buffalo, who just fired their coach this week, travels to Jacksonville to play at Jacksonville Stadium. That game is also at 1 o'clock. And then you have Indianapolis at Baltimore. That game is also at 1 o'clock. And Seattle at Minnesota. That game is also at 1 o'clock. The 4 o'clock games this week are at 4:05, you have Arizona and St. Louis on Fox. You have New York Jets at New England. That's a AFC East matchup. That game is at 4:15 on CBS. You have Cincinnati at Oakland. That game is also at 4:15 on CBS. You have San Diego at Denver. I believe that game is being shown here where I'm at. That game is at 4:15 Eastern on CBS. The night game tonight is Philadelphia at Chicago. And before I came on the air, I heard a stat on ESPN NFL countdown that says that Philadelphia is 0-7 in Sunday night games. So anyway, they traveled to Chicago to play at Soldier Field. That game, of course, is on NBC. And then tomorrow night you have a AFC South matchup between Tennessee going to Houston to play the Texans at Reliant Stadium. So those are your key games for this week. And, of course, the guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that wants to talk about sports. If so, call in. Now, let's see. See, for some reason I can only talk for a minute and then all of a sudden my throat gets dry. Don't know why. Okay, well, in the meantime, we're going to play another song. And something we haven't played in a while here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. And again, if you want to call in, 347-850-1572. 1572. Thank you.
You want to know more about me? I'm the girl who's kicking the Coke machine. I'm the one that's honking at you, 'cause I left late again. Hey, 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 'cause you see I want you by the way I push you away. Yeah, don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today. Tangled up in me. You wanna know more about me. Gotta know reverse psychology. I'm the reason why you can't get to sleep. I'm the girl you never get, just quite what you see. The way I push you away, yeah. Don't judge me tomorrow by the way I'm acting today. Yeah. The words are with the actions, you wait all for your reaction, yeah. Hey, hey, get tangled up in me.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to continue talking about the NFL by going back and looking at last week's scores, which are right here. Last week, you had... Okay, on the 12th, you had San Francisco over Chicago, 10-6. And then last Sunday, the 15th, you had Tennessee over Buffalo, 41-17. New Orleans over St. Louis, 28-23. Miami over Tampa Bay, 25-23. Minnesota over Detroit, 27-10. Jacksonville over the Jets, 24-22. Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, 18-12. Washington over Denver, 27-17. Carolina over Atlanta, 28-19. Kansas City over Oakland, 16-10. Arizona over Seattle, 31-20. Green Bay over Dallas, 17-7. San Diego over Philly, 31-23, and Indianapolis over New England, 35-34. The Monday night game had Baltimore shutting out Cleveland, 16-0. And the byes last week was the Giants, and Houston had a bye week last week. So those are your scores from last week. Previewed the games for today. And we're going to start to take a look at the standings. Let's see here. Okay, there's 42 minutes left if anybody wants to call in. It's 347-850-1572. I'm sorry, I said 42 minutes, but actually I meant to say 12 minutes left in the show. Yeah, there's 12 minutes left in the show. And if anybody wants to call in, do it now before the show goes off the air for today. So, yeah. All right. So, being that we got 12 minutes left now of the show, okay, I'm just going to give NFC East, Dallas is in first, Philly second, Giants third, Washington last. NFC North, Minnesota first, Green Bay second, Chicago third, Detroit last. NFC South, New Orleans first, Atlanta second, Carolina third, Tampa Bay last. NFC West, Arizona first, San Francisco second, Seattle third, St. Louis last. AFC East, New England first, Miami second, New York Jets third, Buffalo last. AFC North has Cincinnati first, Pittsburgh second, Baltimore third, Cleveland last. AFC South has Indy first, Jacksonville and Houston second, even though Jacksonville has a lead over Houston because they beat them, and Tennessee is last. You have in the AFC West, Denver first, San Diego second, Kansas City third, or last because of tie with Oakland, both at 2-7. So those are your divisional standings. Now, if you was to look at it by conference, and of course the top six teams go to the playoffs in each conference. Right now your top six teams are New Orleans, Minnesota, Dallas, and Arizona. Those are all divisional leaders. And then Philadelphia, Atlanta, Green Bay, New York Giants are all 5-4. Currently, though, Philadelphia and Atlanta have an advantage over the other teams. That's in the NFC, and if the season ended today. In the AFC, you have Indy, Cincinnati, Denver, and I don't know. Because it shows Indy, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Denver, San Diego, New England, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, all 5-4 or better. But the thing is that Pittsburgh's in the same division as Cincinnati, so they would be a fifth-ranked team. Denver and San Diego are in the same conference, so San Diego would be a wild card team. And I guess New England at 6-3. Yeah, New England at 6-3. So your four division leaders are Indy, Cincinnati, Denver, and New England. And then Pittsburgh and San Diego would be the wild cards, right, if the season ended. And then Jacksonville's right under them at 5-4. So anyway, that's the situation there, and so it looks to be a good day for games. Of course, the BCS comes out tonight about 7:00 East, and we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up, and we'll finish out the show with a couple of songs. So, enjoy today's game. I won't be able to watch the Buffalo-Jacksonville game, but I'll be able to listen to it. So, anyway, have a good day. Have a good football Sunday. And, excuse me, I'll talk to y'all later. So, yeah. All right, so have a good day.
Not on-